Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, I'm
welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 4 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She is our social media expert. She is the social media expert, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's the lady we turn to when we want to understand about social media and new media and all the different implications and aspects of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And she's our good friend, Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, social media is becoming every day exponentially more than just having a Facebook handle or a Twitter handle and some followers and telling people what you had for lunch. It's becoming more and more a strategic tool that businesses can use. And one of the things that I know you've got on your mind today is something called retargeting. What does that mean?
Well, retargeting is a pretty interesting way for a small business to get their message in front of people who have been looking at them. So if you've ever seen ads pop up on your own browser or if you're in social media that you were just on somebody's website,
oh, yeah,
and all of a sudden you're seeing their ads pop everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Why is there a garage door ad that I was popping up in a website where I'm looking at shoes? What does the garage door have to do with shoes? Wait a minute.
Yeah,
I'm interested in garage doors and shoes.
Well, how does it know, right?
How does the website know? How does my browser know?
the browser knows everything. And so it's behavior retargeting. It's the ability to actually have your whatever you've been doing online, stay with you. And they use cookies.
That's scary.
To do that, tracking cookies. But, you know, let's first talk about the good side of it for a small business. And it helps to reduce the cost per impression. It gives them better conversion rates. It improves their return on investment from advertising online. It's very precise targeting, and it's cost-effective branding because you're actually targeting people who have been on your website, or they've seen something of yours, or they have specific interests, you know what they want and like, and so it's
how do people feel
business.
About that? How do people feel about being followed around like that?
For the most part, obviously none of us enjoy that because we do feel like, why is this ad keep popping up?
Right.
And for me especially, I'm doing research for clients and all of a sudden, I'm getting all those ads popping up. I'm like,
right.
It isn't anything I'm interested in.
Well, it's one thing,
but
though. It's one thing if I think Google is doing it.
Yeah.
But it's something else if I think it's some business doing it, right? Because
yes.
I don't like it either way. But I don't give Google a pass. I just know that that's what they do for a living.
It is.
But this other company, the company I buy, if I buy cheese from some company and I go there and I don't buy anything and then I leave and I find cheese ads popping up somewhere else from that company, that makes me think they're following me around, like they're stalking me.
I know. It does feel that way. This is interest-based advertising or behavioral-based advertising. And, you know, their feeling is, okay, we'll, you know, we're giving you a lot of free content on products and services, so this is one way we can afford to do it because we're tracking your, you know, your behaviors. And so the thing is, if you are a small business and you want to use retargeting, you can do that right within Google AdWords with pay-per-click, but you're only going to be within Google's network.
Right.
But
that's part of the service. If
Facebook has retargeting as well.
But you have to buy an ad to be able to retarget the ad, right?
Yes. Retargeting is strictly a purchase.
So you spend money, and one of the features of spending money on ads is that they give you the retargeting, the robustness of the retargeting capability. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right, stand by. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Kathy Perry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.